Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Seven half of the hour. This is the DJV program. Doug Steffen here on the campus of Hofstra University on Long Island for the annual Talkers. Well, it used to be an annual convention, and now it's kind of this is the revival after the COVID routine. And so here with a lot of your favorite talk people from around the country and the national guys and gals as well. I'm here with my pals Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Jay. It seems I didn't look at the weather. Big wild weather down in Nashville. Is there thunderstorms or tornadoes or something? What would cause the power to go out, ladies? What do we
storms?
What do we see?
That's all
we
Jay
think?
Said. I don't know.
Storms.
Yeah.
Okay. So storms it is. You know what? Speaking of what's on watch, I was just doing my usual search for things. When I come into a new studio, by the way, the studios at Hofstra are as good as any studio I've worked in any network, any radio station. It's really kind of cool. And I have Rebecca and Connor here. Rebecca? It's Rebecca. I did my New England there. Did you notice that, ladies?
You heard it.
A little
Rebecca.
A little bit. It gets Connor and Rebecca. No, it's Rebecca and Connor. They're both seniors. They're here to help me through the morning. Advocacy that I find from some of the news media, very interesting. I just happen to notice this. You know how every day we're talking about our sources and where we get information, and Victoria goes through her silly fact-check stuff with me to see if I'm really on the money with whatever it is that we're talking about. So I just turned to I hit news on my iPhone, and I realized the amazing amount of information that's out there. It took me 3 or 4 minutes to get through just the A's, like the titles that I have access to in here for information, the AARP magazine and bulletin, Adweek, let's see here, Air and Space Museum, All About History, All Recipes, Amateur Gardening, Architectural Digest, Art in America, The Atlantic Magazine. I'm not even finished with the A's yet. So the reason I bring it up is because there's so much information. There's so many things that we have access to. What I find is that sad, and I kind of want to encourage Connor and Rebecca, who are both the people that want to get into radio professionally. That's what Hofstra is really well known for, having a fabulous communications school. A lot of people have come out and have gone on to big things in radio and television. So if I can leave one thing with anybody who listens that's interested in going ahead and moving ahead and being on target, it's to make sure that your mind is open and you're not following. There was a big thing, ladies, yesterday, as a matter of fact, this sort of plays into that. A big thing we came across from Bridgeport on the ferry. So I'm watching a television program. Actually, I was watching Fox News, which I don't do much. And there was a series of interviews with people about advocacy being taught in schools. It was the pinpointing here was pretty much for junior high school and high school level youngsters, but I think that it follows into sort of the pattern today is, as I have said over and over again, to teach people what to think rather than how to think. And there was this whole, it was like 14 minutes worth of example after example after example. A young woman, I think she was from Virginia, was being interviewed. She's a teacher, and she was trying to bring to the public, and in this circumstance, the discourse was in the school committee meeting this week in this particular community. And she was talking about things that have been taught in her school by her colleagues that are, for example, the term woke gets used a lot, and I'm not sure I even know what that means. Victoria, what does it mean, or Jennifer, what does it mean? What does woke mean?
I mean, my definition is like you're woke, you're extra sensitive to the issues, right?
You're aware of the issues. Really, it's not necessarily sensitive.
Maybe that's my politics. You're extra sensitive to the issues is my politics, I guess.
Yeah, well, yeah, what? I'm Yeah, I mean, I would say you're more aware, like you're up on different rights issues, different groups. It's really
the dictionary.com definition.
It can be political, but yeah.
Yeah.
What does it say, Jen?
Most of the time it's political. But the dictionary.com stuff is alert to injustice in society, especially racism.
Yeah, so I think it's more Waters, social justice.
Yeah, it kind of go along. The reason they're talking about it so much is there's a big talk about critical race theory because Joe Biden's administration has incentivized it. Trump's administration tried to get rid of it. And even President Obama this week was coming out saying, oh, all we can talk about is critical race theory. Well, yeah, it's a pretty big deal because you're right. It's not really teaching people to be critical thinkers. And it's a pretty oppressive way, and it's made its way into schools, and this is why there's a bigger push for school choice than there ever has been, because under critical race theory, you're either a victim or you're an oppressor. There's no in-between.
And yeah, so, that's kind of what came out in these interviews that I was watching, the fact that you're being taught that the whole theory of white oppression, and this teacher is teaching youngsters in this school system in Virginia that if you're black, you are a victim of white oppression, no matter what your age, no matter what the circumstance, you're black, the whites are guilty of oppressing you. Which is so damned outrageous that it makes my skin crawl. It really does. This kind of stuff, there is no place for this in my mind, in American education. Even parents doing their job ought to be teaching youngsters to be critical thinkers.
First of all, this is critical race theory. This isn't about critical thinking. This is talking
What's
about
the difference?
Well, because critical race theory, it examines civil rights, and it examines where the law intersects with social justice issues. So this is not critical thinking. You're thinking of more like the scientific method.
No.
That's not what this is.
I don't think you are. Are you, Dad? I mean, I think it's just telling people that they're either oppressors or they're victims. And also,
that's
a lot of revisionist history. This is the idea
history,
our country started before it did, and that our country operated in the slave trades, and that's the whole reason that
America did.
We did not in the way they're teaching. They're saying that America was founded because a group of racists from Britain didn't want to have to live under their slave-free ruling. And so they went to America so that they could continue having slaves. That's nonsense. That's fake. But that is the prime. That's at the core of what they're teaching in critical race theory.
All right. So how do we manage to get around? How do we learn the lessons that we need to learn without it becoming a completely biased kind of twist?
How about we just tell the truth?
But that's the problem, Jennifer. People can't get to the truth. They don't know what the truth is. You know as well as I do that you talk about revisionist history. We all know that what we learned in school was based on a certain point of view and not the facts. It's the, it's the old business of the truth. And the truth to one person is not the same as the truth to another person. And the facts speak for themselves.
So there is no truth, I guess, is the bottom line.
Well, we've whitewashed American history, and anyone who doesn't admit to that is just an idiot.
But the overreaction to make up history for that,
that's it, Jennifer, there it is. Yeah, it's an overreaction, and it's kind of, I don't know if kind is though, I think it's very dangerous. You two have microphones.
They're victims or oppressors?
Connor,
I mean, which...
Rebecca, okay.
Which one are you?
You can hear the girls, right?
Okay. Yeah.
So I wanted Connor and Rebecca to kind of, they're seniors here at Hofstra. They're listening to the conversation. I was going to give them a minute or two each to kind of weigh in on this, whether you've heard this discussion. Rebecca, go to you first. Whether you've heard this discussion in classes or with your friends or family or whatever it is, and how do you react to the message that you hear from Jennifer and Victoria and me?
So I'm originally from Tennessee, so I feel like I've kind of heard both sides of this argument coming from Tennessee and then coming here to Hofstra, because Hofstra is more of a liberal campus. We are in New York, so coming from Tennessee here, I feel like I've heard my friends and my family in Tennessee kind of siding with you guys on this side of this.
Well, we're not on the same side, but it's all right. Go ahead.
And then coming to New York, more of my friends kind of think more along the lines of Democratic far left side.
Mm-hmm.
So
do you think you've been here or elsewhere in your education, you've been indoctrinated, or have you been educated, or have you had a little of both? And Connor, you can weigh in on this if you want to.
Sure. In my experience...
this guy's a radio guy. Can you tell, ladies? This guy's going to be a newsman.
Very lucky here at Hofstra. Even the professors that maybe have a certain political bias, I haven't had anyone try to hide it or claim that they're free of it, even when it's present in their lessons. And I've had many professors openly, like, say, question it, you know, verify it yourself. So I think no matter what's going on, just the ability to critically analyze and, like, apply, you know, logic, critical thinking, and historical context to everything definitely helps.
Does it take a lot of work, and is it worth it if it takes a lot of work to figure these things out?
I think so. I think the truth, I think history, is absolutely worth that work. Nothing that's worth anything is easy.
Do you feel like either of you, any of your professors, and I'm not trying to put anybody in the hot seat here, but in your term here, have you always gotten, do you think, the facts or the things the way it will benefit you as you go down the pike? Or do you feel like sometimes you've been told or taught that this is the way it is when it really isn't?
Well, I think it's kind of impossible to teach without bias a little bit. Some professors have, it's been more noticeable than others, I think. But I've never been in a classroom setting where I haven't felt comfortable speaking my mind and having the conversation.
Okay.
So I would say it's pretty open.
All right. Connor, you too, yeah?
Yes, I would agree. Even in cases where there is that bias, I haven't had a professor shoot down someone that comes with an opposition.
Right, with something else, yeah. Okay. There it is, ladies, from the studios of Hofstra University's radio station. Doug Steffen here with Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, coming up on 18 After the Hour.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry crack skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
Hello, Mrs. Koontz. It's the back left tire of your RV calling. Wanted to give you a heads up that I'm going to blow out on the highway later today.
Wait, what?
Says here I'm going to burst in the middle of rush hour.
Well, can we reschedule?
Sorry, our policy states that once we're scheduled to burst, we have to. We really pride ourselves on our commitment to blowouts.
RV owners can't schedule when things go wrong on the road. That's why there's Progressive, a leader in RV insurance.
Do you want a text confirmation when I burst?
Think I'll notice.
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
You've heard me talk a lot about how the MyPillow has changed the way I sleep. You'll have the same experience because the MyPillow never goes flat, gives you the best night's sleep. It is no longer going to be a problem that you wake up in the middle of the night, you got a sore neck, a headache, a backache. You won't need a nap because you'll be sleeping well through the night. Now, you can refresh the pillows of every room because the premium MyPillow is at the lowest price ever. For now, and just a limited amount of time, you can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. King pillows are $5 more. To get this deal, use the promo code DJV. Every MyPillow is backed with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special square there, enter the promo code DJV, and while you're there, why not take advantage of the deep discounts on all the MyPillow products using the DJV code? The Giza sheets, that sort of thing, the My Slippers. Get them all at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. All right, so we have that, the idea of bipartisanship, ladies, the agreement on infrastructure. Do we have a round of applause for that? Do we see hope? Hope springs eternal in the mind of those people who would like to see actually things get done. So this looks like it was kind of a fast move, too, wasn't it, Jennifer? Seemed to be kind of fast.
I don't know. They've been going back and forth. So, deals on, off, but we'll see. We'll see what happens, if a deal can be struck.
Uh-huh. Friday, June 11th on the DJV program, 21 after.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system. And it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A, .com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Join me, George Norrie, for Contact in the Desert Worldwide Virtual UFO Conference, June 25th to the 28th. Contact in the Desert will be an epic weekend of exploration into UFOs, ancient alien civilizations, consciousness, AI, crop circles, and cutting-edge science. More than 130 presentations, 67 speakers, and 2 extra weeks to view our extraordinary lineup. Get your tickets today at contactinthedesert.com. It's time to make contact. Contactinthedesert.com.
It's 23 half the hour now on the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria. Jay is out today through no fault of her own, but the gods have witnessed upon her a large thunderstorm and a tornado warning and that kind of stuff, so... that seems to kick the heck out. We've had this before with Nashville, too, where she is, right? The weather seems to, they seem to be pretty vulnerable, almost as vulnerable as California.
They call it like Storm Alley or some kind of alley.
Yes, right, thunder. I think they call it Tornado, Tornado Alley.
Tornado Alley, some kind of alley.
Right. So in place of Jay, with a focus on trending items, including the sort of last chance for you to enter our Father's Day contest and win the swell prizes from the Works folks, we'll have a reminder of that, plus what is trending right after this.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Pick it up, guys. Pick it up. At Bowles Builders, demand is through the roof. To keep up, his business needs a stronger foundation.
Cut the saw, all right? Just one sec. Bowles Builders, this is Bow. This weekend? Yeah, we can do it.
Indeed can help him hire the people he needs.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. When you sponsor a job, you immediately get your short list of quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed met your job criteria. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsor job. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, ladies, Jennifer, Victoria, in the absence of Jay, the focus, well, first, a reminder that you have until noontime today to enter a picture on our social media of you, if your father figure, whoever the father figure is that you want to represent, and put into the competition, because the picture we'll choose at random. By Monday, we'll have the announcement of who the winner is for this week, wins the power saw and the power... What is the the power washer? That's right.
It's the the Nitro. Let me see if I can get this. You ready? So the Works prize pack. It's the Nitro 40-volt 7 1/4 circular saw.
And 7 1/4 inch. You know that? Yeah. You ever use a circular saw, Jennifer?
Oh well, yeah, of course.
All the time.
Every day. Yeah. How do you think I give myself a pedicure?
Victoria. Yeah. Right. Perfect. Yeah.
And then you'll also get the Works 1600 PSI electric pressure washer. The total prize pack on that is $370. And you enter to win by posting a photo of your dad to our Facebook page at DJV Show, or you tag us in a photo of your dad on Instagram. We're also there at DJV Show. Make sure you tag us, otherwise we won't see it. You can post a picture of your dad, father figures, maybe your husband, moms who cover the role of dad. Everyone is eligible. Post your pictures before 11:59 Eastern Time today.
All right. So, Victoria, what do you see that's hot, that's trending there that we're following?
Well, Starbucks is constantly in the news over the last few weeks because they've got a shortage on practically the whole menu at this point. So they've been hit by supply shortages. So a lot of people are complaining that their favorite drinks aren't available, especially oat milk. I mean, oat milk is, really bad for you because it's all sugar and carbs, number one.
Right.
But it's super popular among the milk alternatives, the non-dairy milk. So Starbucks is basically saying, you know, hang in there. It's a temporary supply shortage, and 25 different products are now on a temporary hold. Hazelnut syrup, chai tea bags, green iced tea.
They warn you, by the way. I went to Starbucks for the first time in a long time yesterday, and I always just order the green. I think you do too, Victoria. I think we have the same order, but the green iced tea, no sweetener.
Yeah.
But when I was going into the app to pay for my order, there was a big blazing message. Due to COVID shortages, we are out of half of our menu items. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah. It's getting old.
Crazy.
That excuse is getting pretty old. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all of your car care needs. We're close, convenient, and known for our guaranteed everyday low prices and excellent customer service. For professional parts people you can trust, stop by your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today. O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Here's today's top automotive tech story. I'm Nick Miles. Mini is driving forward with the realignment of its model range with a clear focus on drivetrain technology, vehicle segments, and services of the future. At the center of its realignment is the expansion of electromobility. Commitment in the crossover and premium compact segments and strengthening of the market position in China. Customers' needs and wishes have defined the development of the Mini model range over the past two decades. For more automotive tech news, you can go to testmiles.com.
Stay on these roads. The Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive features the most advanced all-wheel drive system in its class. Enhanced traction helps you better navigate changes in driving and road conditions. Drive with confidence in the Chrysler Pacifica all-wheel drive.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get guaranteed low prices, excellent customer service from the professional parts people at O'Reilly. Yep, think O'Reilly. They're close, they're convenient, they're known for guaranteed everyday low prices, excellent customer service, professional parts people, you can trust them. Stop by and see your local O'Reilly Auto Parts today, or you can visit them online at O'ReillyAuto.com.
We're planning a trip to Spain later this year.
But our Spanish is
pretty bad. So we're using Babbel.
Babbel's conversation-based method teaches you real-life words and phrases. And with Babbel's interactive, bite-sized lessons, you'll remember what you learned.
There's no easier way to learn another language.
Ahora hablamos español.
He just said, now we speak Spanish.
Babbel, language for life. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com. That's Babbel.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
As the border crisis worsens, the woman in charge of fixing the problem, Vice President Kamala Harris, had this to say on Thursday when asked by a Univision News anchor when she planned to visit the border.
I said I'm going to go to the border. And when are you going to the border, Vice President?
The administration has asked. I'm not finished. I said I'm going to the border.
The G7 summit is set to commence Friday in the United Kingdom. The leaders of the Group of Seven economies will meet in Cornwall. That's in southwest England. It runs through Sunday. Key talking points will include the novel coronavirus, the climate, Russia, China, and the Middle East. President Biden will meet with G7 leaders to discuss ways to forge a more fair, sustainable, and inclusive global economy that meets the unique challenges of our time, a press release said. Britain, Canada, France, Germany, Italy, Japan, along with the United States, are the G7. USA Radio News.
If you're trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252.
On the border between Nevada and Arizona sits man-made Lake Mead. In 1983 and 84, the lake was so full of water it overflowed into the spillways for weeks. After decades of drought, the lake is running out of water. Dan Rocky from the Ohio USA Radio News Bureau reports.
Lake Mead, a major source of water for 25 million people in the western United States, has dropped to its lowest level in history. The lake fell to just over 1,071 feet above sea level, the reservoir's lowest level since its creation in the 1930s. Most of the western U.S. is experiencing drought, with much of Arizona, Nevada, and Utah seeing the most severe drought conditions.
Hoover Dam on Lake Mead generates on average about 4 billion kilowatt hours of hydroelectric power each year for use in Nevada, Arizona, and California, enough to serve 1.3 million people. A tentative bipartisan infrastructure bill is in the works. Wendy King from the Pacific Northwest, USA Radio News Bureau, has more.
Republican Senators Cassidy, Collins, Murkowski, Portman, and Romney have joined together with five Democrats to announce they've made a compromise deal to rebuild the nation's roads, bridges, and energy systems. They said it would be fully paid for without raising taxes. Both houses would have to approve it, and the president would have to sign it. Republican Senator from Maine, Susan Collins.
Among the 10 of us, there is a tentative agreement on a framework, but obviously there's a long ways to go.
I'm Lance Pry, and this is USA Radio News.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Four after the hour. This is the DJB program, Friday, June the 11th. Hello. I'm Doug Steffen with Jennifer Horn and Victoria Keelan on the DJB program. That's what the J stands for and the V stands for. J also, J for Jay Kirshner, who's not with us today. My end of the program comes to you from the studios of Hofstra. It's always been a hard name. What's the history, ladies? I have two brilliant students from Hofstra who are here in the studio with me, helping me make it through the day. Rebecca and Connor. So what's the, in terms of people coming here and putting things together and stuff, how is it, how do you feel about the educational opportunities? I was sort of talking about specifics before, but in general, when you get out of here, you're going to be ready to get a job?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I sure hope so. That's the plan.
Yeah. It's always been the plan, yes. All right, here's something. I want to see if you will follow along here. I got an email from someone. This is obviously somebody who's trying to sell me something. It reads as follows. Hello, would you allow Dasani Bottled Water Inc. to put a small sticker or a decal on your car and your truck and get $500 a week? Click here for more details. Okay. Who doesn't? I mean, how many people are going to fall for that under the circumstances? Would you
too
like
many.
To? I'd love. Yeah, $500 a week. Who wouldn't want to put a?
Where did you see this?
This is
some
a text
email.
Message that I
oh,
got.
Oh, a text.
A text.
Yeah, don't open it.
Now, I'm not going to open it, but I'm just, it's interesting that there's so much of this stuff, no matter whether it's your iPhone, whether it's texting, whether it's email, it just is everywhere, and it's almost, it's overwhelming. I can see people falling for this stuff. I must get 100 of these damn things every day. And you wonder what the average, okay, I need $500. I'm going to click on this because I, what difference does it make whether I put a Dasani sticker on the back of my car? That kind of stuff. All right. So I think I'll get off that toot. Johnson & Johnson says the FDA has approved extended vaccine expiration dates. What's that mean?
It means they can sit on a shelf longer. Because there are fewer people who are going to get these vaccines now. So, and rather than them just wasting away and expiring, they're
what
been testing.
What has it been? What is it for Pfizer and Moderna? How long? What's the shelf life of that stuff?
This was 3 months for J&J. Now they've extended it to 4.5 months. Pfizer and Moderna, I believe, they have a 6 month shelf life. But they're also stored in colder temperatures. So part of the reason they think that J&J doesn't last as long on the shelf is just because it's at room temperature, basically, or, you know, regular refrigeration.
Mm-hmm. So if we were to give people advice, remember I told you I brought all the people from the farm to get shots last Saturday, and they had a choice. You could pick Pfizer and Moderna and Johnson & Johnson. And at first they wanted to do Johnson & Johnson because it was only one shot. And then I said to them, well, if you do that, then there is less of a chance that it'll work for a longer period of time, if I understand it correctly. It only has, what, 55-60% of it success rate in keeping people from getting the COVID? Yes, isn't that about the number?
I think it's 75%, something like that. 67%, something like that. They're all three are 90-something percent effective from keeping you from dying, and that's the most important thing. So J&J didn't have as strong the numbers weren't as strong for J&J in terms of, you know, if you get a severe case, you can still get COVID, you can still get a severe case of it. The plan is you shouldn't end up in the hospital and you definitely shouldn't die. So, I mean, I think your question though is which one would you advise, you know, getting? So,
yeah,
I mean, Pfizer, by all accounts, seems to be, you know, nicknamed the Cadillac of vaccines by a lot of doctors and medical professionals. I think Moderna is a very close second. I mean, for me personally, I initially wanted the J&J because it's one shot and you think, it, you know, and it's a different type of vaccine, but I'm really glad that I got Pfizer. Because anecdotally, the breakthrough cases in New York and New Jersey, where I'm in Jersey, you guys are in New York now, you know, the breakthrough cases, when you look at, like, the Yankees and all these cases that end up, you know, in local news, the Daily News, the Post, they're all people who had J&J. So, I don't know. I'm happy I got Pfizer.
Jennifer, you still haven't gotten it. You haven't gotten a shot because you had the COVID. If you were picking and the other people in your family, has your father gotten his shot yet?
No,
he had
COVID also.
Oh, that's right. All your whole family had COVID. That's right. So
yeah.
Nobody's had the shots then, right?
My mom did and got very, very, very sick. She said she was sicker with the shot than she did with the when she had COVID.
She had.
Was hospitalized.
Yeah,
so,
I remember that. Yeah, right.
And
that's
she got
not a great
Moderna.
Ad for it.
Yeah.
All right. So the two students that are here with me, Connor and Rebecca, have you both had shots?
Yeah, I got a Pfizer shot. They actually gave them out through Hofstra. They gave us the Pfizer ones. We just had to go to our school campus, and we got them. I actually didn't have any side effects at all. I didn't get sick.
From either?
No.
Really?
I didn't get sick at all. One of my friends told me that means I have a weak immune system.
Yes.
But, I mean, I didn't get sick, so.
You're still covered, though. That's the thing. A lot of people get freaked out that they didn't have a reaction at all. And every test has shown you're still fully covered as much as someone who did have a reaction.
Mm-hmm.
So it's, yeah.
And I've heard that as well. If your immune system is working, it'll make you sick.
Mm-hmm.
What about you, Connor?
Yeah, same with me. I got the vaccine through the school and no reaction, just a little bruising in the arm. I was told the no reaction or like a strong reaction might mean you've had it in the past, even if it was asymptomatic.
That could
really?
Be also, yeah.
Really? That's
like Jen's mom had it and then had a really strong reaction
really
to
bad.
It.
Yeah. Seattle has become the first major city in our country to get 70% fully vaccinated. The mayor announcing that this situation actually said 78% of Seattle's population that's over the age of 12 has their first dose at least, one of the highest vaccine rates in the country. Is that because of a progressive city? I think Seattle, of all the cities in the country that I've spent time in, Seattle is one of the most progressive. And I'm frankly a fan of Seattle. I like Seattle. At least
well, they were hit so hard in the beginning.
In the beginning, yeah.
Yeah, right. So I think that they're probably, I think people just didn't want to go through that again mm-hmm. or take a chance, yeah. you know, of another wave or whatever, surge.
Yep. All right. So as a result of the COVID, those of us who are traveling, I drove down here from my home on the farm yesterday to Hofstra. Took about 4.5 hours, including the ferry ride across Long Island Sound. From Bridgeport over to Port Jefferson. And as I was, Bob Kay, my friend, colleague, and general manager, came down with me. We were enjoying the ride, if you will, and thinking about, you know, they still require you to wear a mask on the boat. And then when we get off the boat in New York, and there were, you know, I've been in Vermont, Connecticut, Rhode Island, and New Hampshire. And nobody's had a mask on anywhere except here. And I guess I wonder, well, why is it extra precautionary? Is it that the people here think that it makes more sense? The hotel here on the campus I've seen, are you all wearing, well, you're not wearing masks here with me. Is that because you got the shot? How have you decided, or did somebody decide for you that you did or didn't have to wear a mask?
Well, it's easier to talk with the mic if we don't have our masks on.
All these foolish reporters.
Rebecca's giving you a little hint there, Doug. It's easier when you don't have the mask on.
Thank you, Jennifer. I suppose, you know, it just is, as we make our way through to try to find out what the new normal is, what are we going to accept as a population? Are we going to be okay wearing masks, not okay wearing masks? Are you uncomfortable? Hey, frankly, on the boat, I didn't have a mask on, and I was uncomfortable because everybody else had a mask on. Didn't say you had to wear one. I had one in my pocket, but I didn't really want to wear it because I've had my shots, and I don't think I'm a danger to anybody. But I felt intimidated by everybody else having a mask on.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know whether I should or shouldn't, but I did. So mm-hmm. maybe the actions intimidate people. All right, so Jennifer, who are you around that is wearing a mask, and do you feel intimidated, or Victoria, by people if they're wearing it? They look at you, well, you don't have your mask on.
It's funny, I don't let masks intimidate me. I don't know. I'm over it. I think that the masks were questionable to begin with, and so if people want to wear a mask, that's their choice, and if people don't, I don't really care. I think it'd be different if the vaccine wasn't so readily available, but it is. Anybody who wants to get the vaccine has now had the vaccine or can get the vaccine. And so, to me, I don't think that the masks have done much to begin with. I think people wore masks. We had a very strong mask mandate in California. Everybody got sick anyway. I was wearing masks. I still got sick anyway. So I don't know how much they work. I think even Dr. Fauci's been caught going back and forth on whether or not masks really work. So, you know, I mean, I think if it makes you feel great, go for it. I don't care.
It's interesting. Fauci, I'm looking at the talkers charts for the week. Number two on the people list is Dr. Fauci again. It seems as we get to the end of the week here, he's been called into question on a number of things. Basically, we thought a couple of weeks ago that he'd be gone by now, but it does seem like there are more and more people that are questioning things. Is that because he was just visible, or was he just wrong?
Or purposely misleading. I think you have to consider that. I mean, he knew that there was gain-of-function research going on in that lab, and he said no, 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 time and time and time again. And then when he said that there was some research going on, he said American tax dollars didn't fund it. Now he's saying, well, maybe they could have. We don't really have a way of knowing what they're going to use it for. So he has been flip-flopping a lot. It's not like the media has gotten tough on him. They're still letting him slide, but these stories cannot be held back anymore. I think the evidence is there. And remember, you were called a right-wing nut. If you posted, hey, I think maybe this virus came from a lab, a month ago, they would take you off of Facebook or tag your post because you were being racist.
Look what people said about me when I was onto this from the very beginning. I never was convinced that this was anything other than a plant on the part of the Chinese government. And I was very much sidelined, as you know.
I think one of the questions, and I think, again, you know, this week, one of the stories, Shalonda Young, I think is her name. She's the acting director for OMB, which is the office in the government that handles all of the budgets. And she was in a House hearing this week talking about the Biden administration's upcoming budget. And she was asked, are you sure that the money inside this budget is not going to find its way to the Wuhan Institute of Virology? And she wouldn't answer the question.
Yeah,
and she said, instead, she said, I worked for the National Institute of Health, and I think we just need to take a break and you know, respect the science and all of that. I mean, what does that mean?
Nothing.
either you're going to fund the lab or you're not, and how in the world have we learned nothing over the last year and 3 months, four months?
46 after the hour on the DJV program.
These may be uncertain times, but what is certain is that every family needs a reliable thermometer. Protect your family with the Exogen Temporal Scanner, the only home thermometer used and recommended by hospitals, physicians, and clinics. Stay safe.
The weather can be unpredictable. Be prepared with windshield wipers that can handle anything. Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades are real-world proven for extreme weather performance, lasting 2 times longer than other blades. New Michelin Endurance XT silicone wiper blades, only available at Walmart.
Blue Star medicated ointment works fast to relieve the pain and itch of almost any skin irritation.
It's amazing. It's like as soon as you put it on, you can feel it working.
We've had Blue Star in the family for years. It works on everything.
I love the cooling sensation on my athlete's foot.
What a relief for my eczema.
Nothing worked on my dry, cracked skin until I tried Blue Star.
Blue Star is great for scalp itch.
Look for the white box with the Blue Star in the first aid section. Feel Blue Star work fast or your money back.
There's a lot of talk about getting back to the way things were. But what does that mean? Does it mean getting back to feeding our community? Is it about getting back to moving earth? Or planting the seeds of the future? For the folks who run with us, there is no going back. Because they've never stopped working towards a better tomorrow. Together, we run forward. Nothing runs like a deer. Learn more at johndeere.com.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
Good morning, Private!
Good morning, Private!
I mean, seriously, what a pleasant morning. The sun is shining and the birds are chirping.
You seem to be in a good mood today.
Astute observation, Private! Astute!
He's probably happy because he found out Honey Nut Cheerios can help lower cholesterol as part of a heart-healthy diet.
So, in lieu of the obstacle course today, I propose a nice meditative nature walk. Does that sound delightful to everyone?
Yes, Sergeant!
Have a change of heart with Honey Nut Cheerios. Learn more about Honey Nut Cheerios by picking up a box at your local store.
Calotren, C-A-L-O-T-R-E-N.
This is really an easy way to just rev up your metabolism and turn your body back into that fat-burning machine that it used to be. There's no drugs in it. There's no stimulants in it that make it work really quickly. But our 90-day program does have a huge 86% success rate. So when you give it time to work, you're going to see the results and you're going to feel better. And you're doing this safely with a product that is good for you. Even if you're on medications, even if you have health conditions, this product is really good for you. And if you have questions, we got a little chat on there. You can click the chat and then just ask us questions on there. You can also call us if you have questions, too. Our number's toll-free, 1-833-TOP-LOSS. We've got real live people right here in America to answer your questions. It's 1-833-TOP-LOSS. And again, the website is toploss.com. It's our buy three, get three free. So that's that proven 90-day supply. When you buy that 90 days, you get 90 days free.
Check it all out at toploss.com. At checkout, use the...
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
57-878-4203. All right, 53 after the hour. It's Tech Talk time. A review of the top 5 items from this week in terms of technology. Victoria Keelan is here to go through these with all of us. At number 5, the Starlink from SpaceX and how that's going to affect your airline visitation. Victoria, what's going on here?
So the team that's behind SpaceX's growing satellite network, which is called Starlink, they're in talks with several airlines to use their internet for Wi-Fi, which anybody, you know, we've all flown and we know how terrible the Wi-Fi is on airplanes. So this could actually be a really great solution. So Starlink is going to expand from right now. They're in a lot of rural homes. They're in the beta phase still. So, but it's good, reliable internet. It's fast upload and download speeds. People seem to be really enjoying it. They've got tens of thousands of users so far. Most are paying $99 a month for the internet, and then it's using a $4.99 bundle of self-aligning the Starlink dish and a Wi-Fi router, so you get the whole package. So SpaceX filed to test Starlink on 5 Gulfstream jets last year. Apparently it went really well. And then in March of this year, SpaceX sought FCC approval to use Starlink with their what they call the Earth Stations in Motion, and that's basically industry jargon to refer to any vehicle that can receive this type of signal, meaning cars, trucks, maritime vessels, aircraft. Now, Elon Musk did specify that this is not about connecting Tesla to cars to Starlink because the terminal is way too big. This is for larger aircrafts, ships, large trucks, RVs, things like that. So
right.
It's, you know, it's good news. It's more competition, so it's good.
Number 4 on the list of the top 5, another suspension, or I guess more the suspension for Trump lasts longer than it was originally supposed to, right?
Yeah, this week Facebook announced that they are suspending Trump for 2 more years. This is after they had that, you know, independent panel or the oversight board, which basically kicked it back to Mark Zuckerberg and said, if you're going to come up with a series of guidelines, then they have to all be implemented equally and every single person has to be treated the same. So, and I think a lot of people are in favor of that. So basically what Facebook said is that they're going to reinstate Trump in 2 years only if the risk to public safety has receded. Now, that's obviously very vague language. No one fully knows what exactly that means, but this all stems from the January 6th insurrection in the Capitol. And right now, 3.45 billion people use Facebook on a daily or on a monthly basis. So they are looking at now treating every politician and public figure the same way.
Mm-hmm. Number three, Apple is letting users see family members' health data. Why is that a good idea?
This is a great idea, actually, because a lot of people are caring for elderly parents, grandparents, loved ones from a distance. And, you know, during COVID, we saw that it wasn't necessarily that easy to check in on people from, you know, who are farther away. And so, and obviously with COVID, you know, you didn't want to put anyone who's elderly at risk. So Apple came up with the idea to let you people share data from your health app. So with family members, with your doctor, there's a new they've basically added on to the features in health. One of the major ones is fall detection. This is really important because falls are a major public health challenge that people don't talk about enough. But every year, 30 million adults over the age of 65 have a fall that leads to injuries, hospitalization, and other health issues. It's also a $50 billion healthcare costs every year. Falls alone. So users can now, they can share all of this data with family members, and it's basically, remember the I've fallen and I can't get up lady? That's what this is now doing. So if you want to keep track of a non-invasive,
I can't get up!
If you want to keep track of a loved one without it being invasive and calling them all the time, this is a great way to do it.
Alright, number two, Amazon Echo and what it's sharing.
Yeah, so if you have an Echo Studio, an Echo Dot, or any of the Ring cams from Amazon, then you, without knowing it, are sharing you're sharing Bluetooth with your neighbors, and I mean your actual neighbors, like down the street, around your house, wherever you are. This is a new thing called Sidewalk that Amazon has been talking about, but no one really paid attention to it except until June 8th when they decided to just turn it on, and now people are wondering how come they're sharing Wi-Fi with neighbors. You can go and turn this off. There's no penalty for turning it off if you don't feel comfortable sharing, you know, potentially sharing data. Obviously, data privacy is a huge risk here.
Number one, the revocation of Trump's TikTok and WeChat.
Yeah, on Wednesday this week, President Biden revoked the Trump administration executive orders that sought to ban TikTok, WeChat, and other Chinese-owned apps. They're replacing them with new security reviews that essentially will, when they rewrite this legally, this hopefully will not get challenged as much as it did under Trump in the court because every one of those challenges were overturned.
Hmm. All right, there they are, the top five tech stories of the week. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen here at 59 past the hour.
Hey everybody, if you've ever thought about heirloom beans as a storable survival food, I've got great news. In fact, I'll bet it's the best news you've heard in a while. Here's the thing, we've just received a fresh batch of gourmet heirloom beans, survival soup beans. These beans are gorgeous, highly nutritious, and above all, with no hesitation whatsoever, the best tasting beans in the entire world. The best part? We've dropped the price by 33% this week for listeners who know higher food prices are coming and want an inflation hedge you can actually eat if you want to. Gets even better. With your permission and with the high regard for your health and well-being, I also want to send you 2 pounds of what we think is the single most underrated superfood in the world, period. Go to soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com, and discover the real reason we're giving this unusual superfood away at soupbeansurvival.com, that's soupbeansurvival.com.